Were you born in the Yukon?
Yes. I'm 250 miles from Selkirk.
Down Selkirk?
Mm-hmm.
What did your parents do when you were small?
They'd go hunting and trapping. Sometimes they'd go out and buy meat and stuff like that. Or fish. They didn't work hard for their living. They cut wood once in a while and they'd go to wood camp, they cut wood for that. I feel sorry for the two poor down their mine. You broke my heart. I've been on this boat 3-4 different times.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you saw them go by itself.
Nice driving,
yeah. Yeah, that's really a shame.
Go right down to Dawson. Who did that anyway?
They don't know for sure yet.
Yeah, this is somebody who was sleeping there inside or something. And the other man was mad. He said, I hope he died too. Not very nice thing to say, but this is Chan Hao saying that because he's the boat and all is a really nice boat.
It's almost sacred, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So.
Granny, we're going downtown.
Yeah.
When did you move to Whitehorse?
1928.
And what did you do?
Got married to my old man and moved here.
And then you've just been a housewife, and you haven't?
Yeah, I'm not a kid. You know, he works. He works for quite fast. On dog and on the boat.
Do you do any bead work or anything?
He said, I'm the biggest sewer in Yukon. One month I make $850. Nobody can do that. No woman, you can't do that. I started sewing November 18th. I finished December 18th. I made $850. My clock. Every 7 days I make two pair. Now this time I can't do it because I have control on my hand. My hand went paralyzed in 2 years now. But it started coming back again. Okay. I'm moving now, every time it should be just difficult. And you move, you can't even hold nothing.
Do you think you'll, if your hand gets better, will you go back to beadwork again?
I'm sure. That's the only way I make money.
Where did you sell it?
I sell downtown, sell to people. I get orders from people. I don't get no orders because they all know me now, just town here. You know, I can't sell them all. So, that's easy. They did come around and they wanted some stuff and stuff like that. But I told them, I can't sew, I'm sorry, I can't sew. I wish I could. But I tell them, I had the ones on me. I had the flu, you know, first the European flu.
Oh, yeah.
And the older people, and I was over 60, that all the old people over 60 should support to get needles.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
I took my 2 little granddaughter over there and then they got their needle and they run out of stuff for me. So they tell me I'll come back in 2 weeks, they expect some more. 2 weeks time I took the flu and I was in bed for 1 month, I guess, or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
When I got better, this sore hand, a lot of other people get it because they get their needles and they only have 1 month and then they get better. The hand get better, but myself, I didn't get no needle, so it took 2 years to come back. I hope to come back anyway, I'm hoping, so.
In your beadwork, do you like to do certain patterns?
Oh, I do all different, lots of things, I make everything.
Do you do mostly flowers?
Yeah, most flowers, animal, anybody. If somebody want to wrap it like that, and they want to wrap it like that on the purse or something, and put it on. Sword on felt, and you can very well put beads on the fur, so on a felt person, and cut it out and stick it on. Sew it on, and with another thread and so. I need moccasins and my clothes slippers.
Do you tan moose head?
I used to. I just clean it. I don't tan. I can't tan. It's hard. It's the hardest part. I could clean it in a lot less than here and scrape it. That's all I could do, but I can't tan it. I give it to somebody to do. It's okay to do your own whiskin anyway, because it's hard work, you know, when you tan it and help. Some people, they know how to do it, they do it quick. Like my sister over there, Eva, and when she makes skin, she only takes 3-4 days when she tans. You know how she do. She's the only one. You know, she got sick or something, somehow. For myself, I'd rather buy, I don't care, $50 like that. If I make 2 pairs of muck, like I get $50, maybe more, maybe 75. Because it pays for itself, there's no time. We still got a lot of muskin left to make some things. We make over $300-$400 on one skin.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's why it's so high. It's hard to get enough. Everybody can't. They all turn to drinking, they don't make no skin. They're awful, they shouldn't open that stuff in there. All they do is drink. They don't think nothing, they don't think the kids are. Not everybody be drunk, a big time the laws come in the temple. That's the way it goes. The Indians should get, like they used to a long time, they should get a piece of paper with money written on it, you know, voucher. And you go downtown and you get whatever you want and then you leave. The rest what you don't spend, leave it there with T&D. And then you come back and take some more and you want some more stuff for the kids. I think that's a good way. Then they to give them the money, because these Indians around here, they don't care for them. They don't care the kids eat or not. It's not good.
I understand you have a lot of them in your house, eh?
Hmm?
You have a lot of kids in your house.
Yeah. I get $140 a month for them. And I use it for shoes and pants, you know, the clothes. Besides, I use my own money whenever I shop. If they want something, I buy with my own money. I spend a lot of my own money too. Both my old man and I, old man too, he every day he buys, you know, go uptown and buy $6, $7, $8, all different prices. I don't know how much a grub costs him 1 month. Right there, huh? And then one day I went up to see the welfare and I said they could give us a little money. It's not. I can't. So I got mad at them.
What reason did they give you?
Hmm?
Why did they say you couldn't get any money?
Well, because another thing, because of your non-status.
Oh.
Well, they have a lot of white people uptown. A lot of white people got no money. They got kids. If you want a woman, you should go to a white lady and man. One day I was sitting in that, what do you call, welfare office. And these two couple came in and they gave me a check for $300. What is that $300 for? Why they don't give me? Mm. I mean, I'm more entitled to that money than those white people. I'm Indian. Mm. And then they turn around and sell all the brown goods like they planted.
How many kids do you have staying with you right now?
12. 12 children.
Are they...
All my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we have to just get along somehow.
They're lucky they have some place to go.
Yeah. Lucky I don't drink, you said. You should say.
I guess you haven't got time to drink. You've got 12 kids.
Well, I mean, I used to work hard for the kids, but not since my hand went funny. The old man been doing cooking, and then just a while ago I start. I try, you know, and no matter, I can't hold a spoon with him or knife, and I try, and I do a little bit of it. Now I give him my hand, it's getting stronger, and I could cut things, and yeah, it's a hard time. Only God knows how much hard time I had. Nobody knows. I suffered a lot.
These kids stay with you all the time, or do they go back to your parents and to the
parents? In summertime, during the holiday, the parents take them. The father take them away, of course. They got another woman that they try to help. They go take them away for 2 months, and then they come back. You understand why? See, if some women don't want to get married to them. Run away and leave the kids. If you want to run around, you might just want to run around. Get another one. Lots of time in the first morning. Did they even look bad at the kids? Well, the other woman seemed not bad. Reginald's wife not bad. Her name is Lorraine Dawson. She's supposed to come back. You probably know her.
Yeah, you know, she's my cousin.
Yeah, she's not bad here. She come and she take your kids and during the summer. And she keep them over here for 2 months or whatever. But the other girl, Joan, she's out at Kendrick. She never even write to them or send them money or nothing. She got no money. She's trying to get anything. They said, that man, she stay with his new girl. Not working anymore. Would be surprised he'd leave at your place. Lorraine and that man separated. Mm-hmm. She talked to me, she told him. So she left the man. She told him she coming home. Not to her husband, I mean, she just to town if she going to watch you. She probably take your kid or I don't know what you're going to do. I don't depend on her, you know, very much of her.
When the parents take the children, the son, do they take them out to the bush?
Who, me?
No, when the parents take
them. Yeah, they're out on the road. Their daddy work on it with a grader that how he works with grader on the road, and they come out, they like to come out. You got to teach them how to live like Indian people anyway. Can't just raise them up like at house and at home. They get used to that and they won't want to be out. You know, like Indian children, they're getting funny now. You can't even speak your own language. I was talking to my old man, and my father's interested in, Grandma, how did you learn how to talk that? I learned when I was a baby, I talked. Did you talk like that when you were a baby? I like Lorraine, she's a nice girl. I don't know what trouble is there. Drunks, that's what trouble is, I think. If you're drunk and you're fighting, you know, I'm going. Well, Reggie don't drink anymore. He lives with Mary, you know, Mary DeGeorge, is that 1016? She's 50 to 50. But I don't know, I don't depend on her very much. She gets drunk and she makes trouble with him too. Be nice girl if she's sober, but the other woman, I don't know if she went away 2 years ago now. August 26th she left. She couldn't go uptown and she never came back. Next thing I know she was out to be outside. I see her when I was with Vancouver, she came to see. When they had operated on my eyes and everything. I was almost blind when I went over.
Did you go to school?
Yeah, Cocker School.
So you were in a residential school, eh?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes, I like it. We had nice teachers.
How long were you there?
4 years.
And then you came back to Whitehurst and got married?
To soccer. I was on the soccer. Mm-hmm. Then 2 years after that, 1923, then probably 51 years or something. Last summer, Queen invited us, we went out to Ottawa.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God.
50 years. And Trudeau, we see him.
Yeah?
And we went to reception.
You got a personal invitation from the Queen?
Yeah.
Wow.
I talked to her. She came with me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did she say to you?
She was really nice. She asked me where would you come from. I told her we had an invitation from, you know, the Prime Minister and yourself. I mean, oh, yes, I remember now. She said, I never know what you said. I thought you were somebody else. So she talked, she wanted to talk to him. Yeah, there were 15,000 people there. Poor Lord Jesus. Could be 51 years, July 28th, so.
Gosh.
Since we've been there.
That's a long time for
someone. 1923, yeah. Yeah, the kids tell me, Grandma, how come these young ladies run here, they get mad, they run away? They have one baby and then they run away. He said, what didn't you do? Run away from Grandpa. You ever get tired of him, they tell me. I tell him no. I was going to be why I should get tired of my husband. He didn't get to me at all. He didn't laugh. You ever beat you up? I said no.
Did you ever beat him up?
No.
No, except for you.
We never have no trouble. We were getting mad at each other with the problem. Not really.
Wouldn't be a marriage unless you did.
Yeah.
You think the young kids should learn the Indian language?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the kids?
You think they should learn?
Well, they should, sure. The Indian kids, they should learn how to talk, they can't. They can't. There's no hope for that. They try to teach them down here, but they can't get them down. Another thing is trouble is, it's all right for white Indians to teach their children their own language. That part is okay. They speak their own language, the whole family. And then trouble is, like me, my old man speaks white language, and I talk different. And what's the use for me to try and teach my children? And he can't teach them because he speaks different.
Mm.
All the Indians are that, all when you come to Boston people, they speak different ways.
Oh,
Rochelle, New York, Champaign, Boston down there, Oak Crow, they all speak different language, Northwest. So I don't know, kids have no chance. It's hard to do. I got mad at least once and I went up, you know, to the barracks, they sent for me and I come in. He said to me, could you talk good, Mrs. Dawson? You understand? I said, I understand all different languages. How many languages do you understand? You are talking. Just English, French. I understand most of you can't Indian language at all. I understand you too at all when you talk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who teach you how to talk? I learned it from white people. I listened to them when they talk. Could you listen to Indians and you learned how Indian at all? No, they say I can't. Well, Indians are smarter than you then at all.
I bet.
And then I go. I don't know what you want to see me for, God. I kind of trouble not, well, I'm not supposed to be there. Because it's not my job, but I mean, I have a business there. So for sure, I told you I'm not going to do it. I don't get paid for it. So he does say, no. He's like, he's all right. Yeah. That's just interesting. You can't change it, you know. Whole lot. All different. Everything changed.
Is it better? You think it's better now?
No. It's the worst thing it used to be. Indian people used to be nice long time ago. The winter time, they go out trapping. They send the kids to carpet school, they go out, they do their trapping. Come back and they make a lot of money. They don't look to government. Nowadays, you know, it's all there. To hold a hand out, they want to get this and that. And go, it's no good. They don't be like that. Bum around. And they spend lots of money in the family. So my old man used to go trapping. Yeah, we go out in fall time, of course, we've got a kid and old man. My oldest son, he's going to be 50 years tomorrow.
50?
Art, yeah. Art Dawson. He did a little oil in the city. He worked with my dad. And it's going to be 50 years tomorrow, yeah. 1924. And he was baby, 6 months old when he went up to college. Nobody could school from my family, so I wanted. But old man, he trapped and it was the other day before Christmas. And after Christmas we went back. We came for Christmas to soccer, you know. Because my dog came and then we after Christmas over we went back to way up long way, Philly, McMullen River. If you look on a map you see it. After you pass Philly River and river go this way and this way, probably down this way. They fork together, you know, they join together. We stay there in Kelvis Creek, I call it Kelvis Creek, the place. Only but before Christmas and after Christmas. I don't know how much money you made, about 1500, I think. Just 2 months before Christmas. And link and stuff like that. You see, this in here to get out, you know, and they could, you got nothing to do in this village. What? You should get out, do something. Make, you know, set trap. Link cost a lot of money. Look what old man made $700 $800 last winter. Just, you know, just go out there, way up there, beyond the road, you know, there, and set trap, catch link. I think they cost $910, $90. Yeah. But they're going to sit around here and do nothing. Just want to get help from government. Oh my God, someone should have big meetings and tell them that. The kids in school, they don't spend nothing for their children.
Did you yourself ever trap?
Hmm?
Did you trap with your husband too?
No, I never trapped. He just go out himself. Mm-hmm. I'd be a nuisance, I'd be in a way. I don't know how to trap. Some woman turned out to be a good trapper. I champagne away and down there, down the river. Some women, they make about $1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gypsy girl, the other. Champagne and me, you probably know her. The kids are all in around town, non-status, I guess, or Indian, I don't know what. Where they place them. The girls are all married to Indian. Well, Jesse, of course, she's her husband and a real Indian, you know. And Champagne, But she's a half, she's been a half-breed, so she be, you know, considered white. But when she married this Indian man, so she become Indian. So her kids must be all Indian now, because they live in town, they work for this Kudiras and all this and so on. Every drive for Fat Pass, I think, the oldest son. And she's a good trapper. Mm-hmm. One winter she got 15,000 tree squirrel, and she bought a calf. The tree squirrel were only 50 cents each, and she bought a calf. Now a tree squirrel costs over a dollar. I think it's a wonderful. But she can't do that because she broke her leg, you know, 2 years ago. She was downtown and she slipped and she broke her ankle.
Why are you non-status?
Who? Me?
You are non-status in
it? Yeah, because you see this what was I talking about? I forgot.
Oh, I asked you, you said you were non-status in
it. Oh yeah, you see, the trouble is, we took the paper, George took citizen paper, 1940, when the soldiers came in, because we want, you know, there's white people uptown. They don't want no Indian kids mixed in the school without being a citizen, see? So they can't stop if you got your paper. They can't stop my kids if they got my paper. We got citizen paper to make go to school, see? And they used to be, you know, I don't know what there is. Discrimination, I guess, amongst them. They don't like the school. Yeah, they don't like Indian kids to go to school there. So my kids, of course, they're clean. They're not lousy or anything like that. I keep them clean. My house used to be nice, better than here, a long time ago. Because I work hard and keep it clean. I got my children all clean. And they don't have nothing in their hair or box, anything like that. That's what they're scared of, I think. Mm. So my old man took his paper, so the kids could go to school. There was Hal. And there was Hilda. She was 15 then at that time. This is Tuck, she's a male. Of course, I guess people don't know her. She come here now and again to see us. Well, she was 15 then. And then Kathy, Mrs. Jones, she was about 12. And then there's Hal. He might be about 11. And Reggie, about 8 maybe. And then I got two youngest ones there, Matthew and Jacob. Matthew was just 6 years old at that time. He was going to start school too. And then there was Edna, she's just 2 or 1 year old. Edna Rose, you know her, isn't it? She's out, I've got her 2 little kids here. She's coming back at the end of the month, at the end of July. And because the man out there going to sell their house she live in, you see. So she don't want to get another house. And she sent the kids up, they came on the airplane and got them here. Anyway, so when the school started, the kids that we were trying to get, you know, see about it, the school board, they said they could go to school. They asked George a favor, yes, he told them. And so the kids started school. In the meantime, Mr. Hal Lee, you probably heard about him, the Baptist Church way up there, you know, the big church, big tall church, close to the Riverside store. And he got his picture right in front there. You could go in there and look at him. He came in and he was missionary, Baptist missionary. And he make everything, you know, he make a school up here for the kids, for Indian kids. And then in the meantime, he worked on it that the kids could mix up, integrate with the white kids, see. And then next year, Hal Lee closed his school down and he was killed, yeah, that's how they closed it down. He got killed on the road coming home from outside. White Pass truck ran over him, you see. He slipped under the White Pass truck. And then they closed the school down. In the meantime, they integrate the Indian children and white kids up here. They go to elementary school there. But by that time, our paper was no good, you see. It spoiled everything for us. You see, if we were on the Indian list, who could help you. You get a little help from government, say, but we don't have that. But somebody said George could get it back. If he tried to get it back, he said he was going to speak to somebody, then he did or not. He could get back that Clifford McLeod got his back. I guess he's in the rights back. He didn't need it anyway. All he did is just drink and make a hard time, that's why they make in and out of him again, see. So George said he want to get some help from the people, that's why he going to try to get his people back, but I don't know how it happened, how it turned out.
You had to sign away some of your rights so your kids could go to school?
Yes.
You had to sign them all away?
We had to sign all the children. He had to sign all the children on the list, you see. And they were small, but he got their name down so they could go to elementary school. That's how it happened, you see, that that's why we got hard time.
Franchising.
We don't exactly get hard time, but I mean, we could use lots of help to talk children and a lot of children, you know.
Right.
We had to have some clothes and stuff like that. But we don't. I went up to see them, but he walked there. I said, how come? I said, see some white people go there. Oh, he said, we have to help them. They need it. What about us? I told them we need it too. I've got a bunch of kids down there, and I don't get no help. I said, I don't mind you give me so much a month, like 100 a month, you know, for just to get a grub or something like that. They eat lots, you know, these kids. So, that's the end of it. I got out of here and I left for the living room. I told you, it seems that I said, you were putting that money out of your, you were taking the money out of your pocket and you give it to somebody. I said, the way you talk about it, the way you feel about it. So, and a lot of other people, they pay tax and stuff like that. That's how you want to get their money. I thought, if you don't know anything about it, I told her, yeah, you're right, but she said, we have to be careful. There be a lot of these people that pocket their money to the bunch of crooked people. Just like that John Dumas said, see what he did.
So what gives? And kids are kids.
Sure, kids are kids. This thing we don't try, I get $110 a month. My woman gets the same. And everybody else, all other Indians, they get 150, 200 and something. All those old age pensioners.
Yeah.
Why is that they don't raise our pension in them days?
Yeah.
I used to get only $80 a month. That don't go very far. I buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Even it's my own money, just the same. Mm-hmm. I don't buy nothing for myself. And I just think about the kids. I buy stuff and blankets and stuff like that, you know, for the kids they need it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your only income at the moment is your $210 a month between you and George?
Yeah.
And the $140 in UNIFER, family allowance?
Just chilling, yeah, that's all we get. We got to stretch that.
There's no way.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
We got to try to kill them all anyway. Look, I got two packages and hamburger in there. And what I do for supper, I mix it up, you know, with onions, and a little bit of flour, eggs, and stuff like that. I mix it up and then I make ball out of it. I put it all over inside there and then I put water on it. And put salt and pepper. And then I put a little bit of rice and macaroni and then on top of that, potatoes are so expensive too. I have to use instant potato.
Mm-hmm.
I use two bags of instant potato and I mix it up and then I put it on top. You know, I spread it out over it and make good dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like
shopping. Yeah. That way we go by cheap, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Do people does George go out hunting anymore?
No, he's too old.
Well,
He's 73, you know, George Clooney.
Oh, wow, he doesn't act old.
Wow, I
know. He still dance around and everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
My son, 70.
Yeah?
Yeah, December 25th. December 25th, I was 70 last. One point there, he sat down close to me in a bingo. She asked me, you don't mind if I ask you how old you are in this thousand? I tell her, I don't mind. She said, you're 41, find out. I tell her, and she said, how old are you? And I tell her, 70. You're kidding. She tell her, don't look at me. You don't even look like 70. She said, look at me. Look at my face close. She said, I'm 59, 52. She tell her. She's sure. She's sure. Her face. I say, you know what's wrong with you? Another thing, I say, you know what's wrong? You want me to tell you the truth? I say, she laughed, laughing. And she said, yeah, tell me. She said, well, I see, you go downtown, you buy cream. I say, you rub it. You rub the cream into your face. I tell her, we laugh at her. I guess you're right. She said, I'm going to quit that. I said, you stretch your skin up and down and you make it loose. I tell her, I said, why? She really believed it. Yeah, you know. And she said, you dye your hair? No, dye my hair. She said, how come you got black hair at 70? Oh, my luck. Yeah, because I use Indian medicine, that's why my hair don't turn gray at all. Tell me, she said, I want it. I had lots of fun.
I don't believe anything.
Long time ago in India, they do. Like she's young, you know. I don't know, you can turn gray fast, you know. You
know.
Listen, and you know, first time, young woman, she grown up to be a lady, young lady, and then she get her, you know, that thing, administrate. She demonstrate and then to put her in long hat. That's Indian, real Indian style. They sew two moose together. You see how long the moose will be? And then they make a little hook at the back and they put over her head and they put all the stick, sharp stick. It's the one that she don't pull her eye, that's the one. I don't understand. You know what they put a sharp stick for? When she falls asleep, she pull her forehead and what did she pull her eye?
Yeah.
And then they make her sit up night and day. That's the train, that's why. So you see this old woman around here, old lady. They've been through that kind of life. And you never see they look
Mom,
old.
Mom did that too.
Yeah, you never see. You never see their hair gray. And then they put crow, you know, the raven crow. They get crow and they kill one and they take the skin off. Mm-hmm. And they put it on top of her head here. So she won't turn. She won't mm-hmm. turn gray. If you don't believe you ever go to a car class, you go see Mrs. Patsy Anderson. You know her?
No,
Mrs. Patsy Anderson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair, not even one gray hair, I don't think. They did that to her. They put her in that long hat. And they didn't do that to me, but I don't know how my hair don't
how long did the woman sit
on? One month. You stayed under there 1 month. And then they sew. They teach them how to sew. They make marks and everybody cut marks out, they bring it to her night and day. She's so they give her a hard time. She mustn't laugh too.
Yeah?
If she do laugh, she when she get out from there, she gonna get old fast and she gonna get wrinkled. That's why she mustn't laugh.
She mustn't see men do it?
Yeah, she mustn't see men, yeah. She mustn't scratch her hair like that. Because all this, you know, some people, I see in a paper sometimes when I read, they say that your fingernail, you know, the skin tear up, tear back.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand don't do that. They don't want their hand do that, that's why. They mustn't scratch their hair. Mm-hmm. They got a little sharp stick, anything in their hair, it's, they scratch it with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't even put your hand in your head and your hair and you scratch. Mm. Yeah.
And she had to stay in that one place?
Yes, she had to stay in one place. Her mother got to watch her there. Of course, you should go to the bathroom. You should get out. You can't do that. Oh, my. Anyway, and she's well trained by the time she get out. Yeah.
And then she's ready to get married, is that it?
Yeah. And then it's the old mother watch her. Don't allow her to notice. Now after she passed 14, she can't even go out of sight of her mother's place. Not like nowadays, the girls are running around, look, smile. And they don't do that. She's still behind her mother. She hides away. Yeah. She sure strict with them a long time.
And then when she's 14, she's ready to get married?
15, 16, she gets married, yeah. They send her off with berries. They send they pick up 4 or 5 berries. They don't want someone to get married. With 5 young men, send them out for hunt. And who kill moose is the bridegroom. Mm. And the girl that got cleanest berries is a bride. Mm. Yeah, they put them together. The parents of the man have to pay for her. They bring skin, I don't know what else.
Dowry.
Yeah. You'd be quite rich if you had daughter them days. And skin and everything.
Well,
and
better get the skin all brown and
yeah. Are you new or are you wait?
Well, I've just been here 3 years.
3 years?
But Elsa.
What's your name now, Huka?
Anthea Dussie.
You live in Elsa?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably know Mrs. Tucker, huh? Hilda Tuck?
Yes.
That's my daughter.
Oh, I've curled with her.
Huh? You curled with her? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's really good at curling.
She had lots of fun.
Yeah.
Curling.
She does. Mm-hmm.
She sure. Everybody just liked her.
Yeah, she's
nice. A nice person.
Yeah.
Hilda is a good girl.
That's your daughter.
Yeah, it's my daughter. My other daughter, Mrs. Jones, and the other one, Edna Rose, she's the youngest. One died, father. Yeah, I think of it. People say, no matter how many kids, if you've got lots of kids, you forget. You never forget the kid you lost. Mm. She was 6 years old, 4 years old when she died. She had dysentery. Mm. She was sick 3-4 days. Yeah, but their son, the German measles, he died 3 months old. He would be 45 now.
Well, your daughters didn't have to go through that with the
measles. That don't happen now.
They didn't do that.
You know, I just tell them about her, how to, you know. I just tell them, explain to them they mustn't do this and that. That's all. Why they're like that.
Do you think your daughters have a better life than your people did?
I don't know. I don't know, I can't say. I don't think nothing good about nowadays, the young girl, right? No. Sometimes I think they're better. Because they never, I talk to my grandchildren, you know, and I went someplace and the environment to tell them about India, so I did go. I told them about how Indians they get married, you know, a long time ago. And my grandchildren said, did you do that too? No, I told them. I didn't get married. And then I tell them, nowadays, I said, Indian people, the father, the white and sister and brother, I tell them. They're supposed to be in love with each other, you know. And then they get married to such Indian girl, to such Indian man. They stay there 2-3 days, they run away at home for 2-3 years. They have babies and they run away. So long time ago, they used to pick them up, you know. Pick them up, like, I take her, I give her one of my son. Is she going to be a faithful wife all her life? She's not going to run away, she's going to stay there with her foot. That's what they used to do. And all those people, all those old people married like that, you know. They all stayed there. They died together there. One died and then one lived for a while and then followed his wife, you know, his husband. Nowadays it's just different. You know. There's a lot of change in this kind of stuff.